to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
With Ian Banner, who joins us in studio, we talked about Formula E. Ian, also, I mean, you never stop, literally. I want to talk a little bit about what else we're doing this year. And this, by the way, is an exclusive. You're going to hear lots more about it, but something special is coming our way. And I know that the series officially kicks off in Portugal this weekend. Tell everybody what we're getting. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not official.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you. And because you guys are smiling, you're rocking it, you're doing it. Congratulations to all of you on your new gig. I think it's putting energy out into the marketplace. It's just fantastic. So it's only appropriate that we partner up with Smile to advise that the World Rally Cross Championships, World Championship event, electric, all electric, will be coming to Cape Town.
Oh, yes!
Wow.
Come on!
Sebastian Loeb.
Can you imagine? In a Lancia Delta Integrale retrofitted with a battery. I mean, it's Sebastian Loeb. Probably the single best racing driver in the world. I mean, he's done everything. World Rally Cross, World Rally Championships. I mean, 19 championships. He's been on Le Mans podiums. He's done it all. I mean, this guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Does backflips when he sort of celebrates at 49 years of age. Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible. So he's in the Lancia, and he's together with, his partner. And then, of course, you've got the Hansen brothers and Christofferson, who's just unbeatable at the moment. But the guy's incredible. And they, as you say, they kick off the season in Portugal. It closes in Hong Kong, where they're racing in the center of Hong Kong.
On the streets
they're
off.
Staging a World RX event, which is amazing. So it's been here before, as we know. Mm. The last event was 2019, but we're going to wind it up again, and it's all electric. And we are supporting very much the electric movement because it is the future. Mm. Doesn't matter what anybody says. I mean, I've had the privilege of driving an electric car for 5 years. It's an extraordinary experience.
Yes.
And it's not just about the torque. It's everything. It's a turning circle. You know, you've been driving some great electric cars. It's another, I mean, people don't know the first electric car was actually created in 1827. Mm. I mean, can you imagine that in Hungary, of all places, you know, Budapest? So, and it was suppressed. I mean, that's the reality, and now it's becoming reality. Mm. And, I mean, it is interesting. We still are behind the curve. Mm. We've got to get rid of this ridiculous 25% taxation on electric vehicles.
Yeah.
You know, how it's based on the taxation on a golf cart that was imported 40 years ago. I mean, that's the basis of it. Can you imagine? And I just want to say one thing. I'm going to be a bit controversial. We as South Africans, we see that it's civic or civil society that saves us every time. Mm. We can't let no more probably than 1,000 politicians in total, in terms of real power, against 60 million. Come on, folks. This is nonsense. Let's rebuild this country. It's a great country with great people. So I'm meant to be talking about sport.
Motivation right there.
Yeah, for president.
But you're spot on, Ian. Mm. You're absolutely spot on. We've been dictated to about how change is going to happen for various reasons and on various different levels, but we're waiting for it still. And we take it. We're resilient. We just come on. In the back of our minds, we're going, the next 3 years, we're going to be in the darkness. No, we're not. Mm-mm. We need to do something about it.
So let me give you an example. So in Vietnam, in 2019 or 2020, I think it was 2020, in 1 year, they created 9.3 gigawatts of power. Now, that's one-third of what we get daily in this country.
Sure.
Okay? Through a solar program where there were incentives that were given to people. Yes, the state had to buy back and do all sorts of rebates to fund it. But guess what? They created a third of what we generate in 1 year through solar PV. We have radiation that is amazing. Now, we might not have as many structures that can take those panels, etc., but we sure as hell can add to the grid without difficulty.
Absolutely.
We need to question what's getting in the way because private enterprise is ready to act. Mm. In fact, there are no more hurdles really you're allowed to now generate, as you know, 100 megawatts without, you just need to register with NERSA and you can get on and do it.
Yeah.
And let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
You make me think of the saying, be the change that you want to see in the world. And that's exactly what you're doing. And it comes with so much responsibility, Ian. And like you said earlier, you need people around you also to just put up their hand and say, hey, I am a part of this. I want to be a part of this change and movement. And it's so inspiring what you guys are doing, and I hope that you continue doing it. Oh, and it leads to more and more success.
We're just getting started.
Yeah, there we go.
Ian, we look forward to having you back in studio for the official launch, which is coming soon. You heard it now first, though, that it's happening, and we'll have all those details coming up. And as Smile FM, we'd love to be a partner in this because we know how big this is for the city. We know how this brings employment, jobs, tourism, you name it, it brings it all. And most important thing, it brings fun to the city as well. And boy, oh boy, we could do with more fun. Ian Banner, super, super, superstar. Thanks for taking some time out and joining us today. We can't wait for WRX to hit Cape Town and all the exciting things that comes with it. I know John Williams sends his best. He says he can't wait to hopefully cheekily get behind the vehicle of one of them and race them around the circuit as well. Ian, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's been an absolute honor and privilege to be with you all. Thank you.
He'll be back soon. Folks, Ian Banner, Formula E, come back in Cape Town next year. And of course, importantly, before the end of this year, WRX in the city. I like
you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.